Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Kristen Smedley. She is a TEDx speaker, virtual and hybrid presenter, best-selling author, creator of Thriving Blind Mastermind. Kristen, welcome to our podcast.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here talking with you today.
So let's just dive right in. What is this Thriving Blind Mastermind about?
Yeah, so interestingly enough, I guess when a lot of times when you hear that somebody is blind, you don't necessarily think of the word thriving at the same time. And my mission is to have everyone in this world associate the word blind with the word thriving. And I'm on this mega mission to make sure that blind individuals have all the tools and resources that they need to succeed without sight, because I have found that blindness is not the barrier in this world. It's access to tools. It's an interesting story how I came into this line of work. But
please share with us why are you so passionate about the blind?
Yeah, so I don't know about you or your listeners, but I would bet you probably either maybe know of a blind person, maybe you're blessed enough to have a blind person in your network, but up until 20 years ago, I had never even met a blind person. And the first blind person I met was my firstborn child, my son, Michael. I was one of those moms that, you know, I'm a planner by nature, like deep in my DNA, I plan everything, check boxes and move on to my next goal. And I had planned my whole life to teach, to get married, to have a big life, success and all that. And I was checking all those boxes. Now I also though dreamt big dreams of being a mom. And, as I was carrying my firstborn, before he was actually born, you know, as your belly grows in pregnancy, your hopes and dreams for that baby grow, and you start to imagine, and I'm sure that all the moms and dads can do this with me. You imagine they're, you know, are they going to be the quarterback or the starting pitcher? And you imagine prom and you imagine graduation and their wedding, right? And I had all of those hopes and dreams and big lists that my son was going to have an even bigger life than I had. And then at 4 months old, I heard a sentence I had never planned on when the doctor said to me, "Your son is blind." And I crashed hard to the floor. Yeah, it was quite a scene.
And what was the reason for him being blind, if you don't mind me asking?
It's a rare and it's an incredibly rare genetic mutation that it turns out that his dad and I were each carriers of this. And with it's called CRB1 LCA. And not only do you have to each be carriers, then you stand a 25% chance with each pregnancy of having an affected child. So yeah, there I was in my late 20s with my beautiful McMansion home and the brand new SUV had just come out. It was the year 2000, Michael was born. And I was having everything. And then I had what I thought was nothing. I thought that everything was over at that point.
And then you had another son, right? I think that also was blind. Was it the same challenge?
Yeah, he has Mitch is my second son that was born 3.5 years later with the exact same genetic mutation, CRB1 LCA. But I will say this, and this is why I do the work that I do now, kind of jump back and forth for a second here. Like I said, I crashed. I'm not exactly proud of how I handled that diagnosis, but I think any mom in my shoes would have had some similar reactions. It took me a very long time to get my head around my hopes and dreams being canceled. And it was actually my son, Michael, at 3 years old, that gave me a miracle moment that changed everything for me and why it catapulted me to do the work I do. He had, and you can watch my TED talk to get the full story on this, but there was a morning when I was very close to having Mitch that I started to get very nervous that, you know, reality set in. The delirious optimist, Kristen, for 7.5 months thought, I have a 75% chance of a sighted child. That's pretty big. And then that morning, the not so optimistic realist Kristen showed up and said, whoa, 25% chance of another blind child is huge. How are you going to do this? And I thought, I can't. I couldn't even handle one diagnosis, let alone two. And my son, Michael, happened to come bouncing into my room with a line that I use every day when I'm in a struggle. And he said, Mommy, isn't this the best day ever? And I realized in that moment, blindness did not bother my son. It bothered me. And I had prayed it away for 3.5 years and it wasn't going anywhere. And I say now, I have a book about my faith journey coming out, but I say that I prayed for 3 years for God to cure Michael's blindness. And instead, he cured mine. Because I saw at that minute that it was my hopes and dreams, and this is what I want all parents to take away from my life's work. My hopes and dreams were what were crushing me and my son. I needed to take them off of him. And when I did that and let him explore his own interests and his own journey, and I made my role to be his guide, get him the tools and resources he needed to achieve what he wanted. And once I became the guide, as opposed to imposing all of my stuff on him, man, has my son soared, both of them, all three of my kids. I ended up having a sighted daughter as well. And that was hard. That was hard when I wanted her to play soccer because she was so talented and she chose different sports and all that. But I can tell you from experience that taking our hopes and dreams off of them gives them the energy and the wings to soar, and watching where they go is absolutely extraordinary.
You know, Kristen, your story about the courage that you have, and again, just being very candid. Yeah. I mean, I don't know any mother or father, how are you going to respond to that? Right. I mean, but that's, thank you for sharing that. But really it reminds me of this Khalil Gibran poem about how as a parent, you shoot the arrow out in a direction, and that arrow is your son or daughter, and that arrow will decide where he or she's going to go, but you're the person that shoots it out. And ultimately, it's a great analogy for what you're doing, meaning it takes so much courage because, frankly, Kristen, so many people in the world don't have parents that are willing to accept who they are, whether physically or other aspects. But for you and your husband to have that understanding, of course, it's not easy, but it's just very empowering and liberating for you to be this person and now sharing that story with other people. So I'm curious, Kristen, a lot of people, frankly, are might have their sight, but they're frankly, they are blind, not physically, but mentally, spiritually, emotionally. And so what are some of these tools or tips that you feel that you can teach us about what you've learned in terms of how we can push through some of these adversities? Because again, so many people are, they have no clear direction of where they're going. And yet here you are with this amazing story to share.
Yeah. You know, that is such a phenomenal question because, people think, oh my gosh, well, you had to deal with blindness. That's way bigger than anything I'm dealing with. No, honestly, the number one thing that I would say that I talk about is, because I do a lot of work in resilience now, is perception. Because perception is where I believe it begins. You have to take a look at how are you looking at your struggle. I was looking at blindness as devastating, isolating, nightmare, right? Because I had no education about the tools of blindness. And then when I saw it as, honestly, for my boys, it is a mere inconvenience at times for them to achieve what they want, because they have, and they practice resilience all day, every day with having to figure things out, you know? But even in, I can give you a much more realistic thing, because probably a lot of the listeners have gone through, unfortunately, divorce. When I went through my divorce journey started 4 years ago, my biggest hang up with him walking out and our, and the dream of everything being gone was, it sounds ridiculous now. However, I couldn't get past the fact that I was intending on a 50th wedding anniversary because my parents, you know, have a 50th wedding anniversary and all of my four brothers are headed in that direction. And I thought, I'm never going to have a 50th wedding. I kept looking at it as such an ending to all of my checklists and boxes. And when I switched and started looking at it through a lot of help from friends, which is another tool. My tribe is unbelievable. I mean, I've got friends from my soccer team at when I was 10 years old that are still teammates of mine. You know, when people started helping me look at divorce differently as an opportunity to begin to live the life that I always wanted instead of being in this, you know, quasi-partnership where I couldn't be all me. When I looked at blindness differently and said, oh, it's an opportunity for me to learn this whole new realm and really put my parenting and teaching skills to the test and guide my son. It really begins with how are you looking at the challenge that you have and how can you look at it differently to see a whole new path and journey for yourself. Not always easy, I'll give you that. Trust me. I have hair extensions in my hair, Christopher, because my hair fell out at the beginning of my divorce.
Well, Kristen, thank you so much for your humor. And I think you might want to consider being a comedian on your side hustle and gig, because it's both liberating and inspiring. Because like I said, unfortunately, many of us have issues just accepting literally what a person is, who a person is, where we're from. And you are a great example of course, not easy, but it's possible. And so the thing I'll leave our listeners with is I have literally met hundreds of thousands of people. I wrote a book on networking with billionaires and executives and celebrities. And I've literally met literally like the Justin Biebers and the Paris Hiltons and presidents and whatnot. But one of the most inspiring people I met was a blind friend of mine named Matthew Von Fosten, who I met 9 years ago. And to this day, he's still one of the most inspiring people I met, because he had this humility, this grace, this peace of mind, this clarity about what really is life and what really having a vision is, even though he can't even see. So Kristen, thank you so much for sharing your powerful story, your kids' powerful stories. And hopefully you're an example of all of us to be in that we're all going to go through problems. We're all going to feel lost. We're all going to feel like we're blinded. But hopefully they take your example, Kristen, to know that the sight comes from within. Your vision comes from within. So thank you, Kristen, for sharing your vision with us. And how can our guests learn from you, watch your videos, buy your books, and hire you?
Yeah, so everything I do, you can find at kristensmedley.com. I'm Kristen with an I-N. I'm a little particular about that. We Kristens are. kristensmedley.com. And I invite all of your listeners to join our Brilliantly Resilient Facebook group, where you can see my weekly live show and get the podcast and find out even more tools and resources to bounce back from those life sucker punches that come our way.
Kristen, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christophakai.com to learn more.